The bear dance usually starts before Easter or right after Easter. And the bear dance is a sign of new life to the people, of the Indian people. And the way they celebrate that is the bear coming out of his hibernation. And the first sign of the bear coming out is when the grass starts to come up out of the ground. And that's when they start, the bear starts to wandering around the forest to find what he could do. And that was the observation of some of the old people that saw the bear raised from his hibernation. And the way they describe the whole thing is that the bear has the motion of dancing, of back and forth. But what they've seen in those days, that the bear would go back and forth to a dead tree or a big tree, and they go back and forth and they make some kind of a noise, kind of like a honk, 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 something like that. And that's the way the old people used to tell me. And that is, and from there, the Indians wanted to observe some more about what it was all about. So they adopted the bear dance, and they gave it a song as the bear was doing his dance. And the way it went, the singing was every time when the bear made a step, and they kind of hummed their songs. And finally it came to where they could sing and the music to the bear's hop. So it went like this, but I'm going to give you an example of what they sang. And the Indians have created so many different songs about the bear, and they're singing. And some of the old songs that they sang was the starting and ending. And they sang like this: San Apo Ari, 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 when they were dancing that, then there's two couples going back and forth like that, and they'd hold one another in the arms like that, and they hop, and the song keep on going. San Apo Ari, 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 How's that? You see, that's the end, and that's the beginning of the start of the bear dance, and the ending the same way. And a lot of the group of dancers, they all line up like this, and the men on one side and the ladies on the south side, and they dance like that. And when they start to come in, the rattlers going like this, you know, then they start in and then going like that. San Apo Ari, San Apo Ari. Then they start to separate each one, whole like that. And it went on for a long time. Even the children did the same thing on the end, right on the end. There's a big, the main group is here and the children group's over here. And they all dance like that, and they have their own partners. Then when they all got going to the end of the dance, of the feast, And they all men on one side and the ladies on one other side. And they all exchange. They change partners as long as they could. But the music would just keep going all along, all the time during the dance. And if somebody fell down, and that broke up the dance when somebody fell down. And whoever fell down did not get up. Never did. It would be a woman or a man that fell. So when that took place, when that happened, and everything just broke up, and everything, the singers throw their things down on what they were playing on, and everything just broke up, and only one man would get up from the singer's place and go down there, and where this person is laying on the ground, or which way they landed, on their on the legs, spread out, or just back. And when that happened, this man, the head man, would go down there and these the thing that he's making rattle with, he'd go down there and just rattle it on his, every part of his bone, his joints. And when that took place, everybody sat down and had their big feast. And that was that's the meaning of the spring is here, and that everybody is well. Then after, when all of this has taken place, and that they had a big feast, great big feast, and the crowd was in a circle like that, and everybody's supposed to be in there to have a lunch with the people, and the whole family, the families themselves, they all get in the group and they sit in the ring. And what they did that morning, when they're starting to dancing for the last time, they killed a big beef, or maybe two of them or three of them, and they boiled it all day, and they put it on the ground on the branches, and they covered up with the canvas all that food, keep it warm, and they baked bread and all kinds of that stuff, you know, and the crackers. The people in the basin, every little store, trading post, was around there. It's not like it is now, big stores. There's only one store, one they call Chinaman store.
Now where was this?
Fort Duchesne.
Yeah.
Fort Duchesne, and some stores in Roosevelt that the Indians traded, and a little store in Neola they call Hayden, and La Pointe never did donate, only except White Rocks. And all those people donated the food to the feast. And before everything was done, and the crier would say, all the people get in the crowd now, we're going to have our feast, and everybody come in. And everybody would get settled down, and he would make a prayer and bless the food. And it says, we come this far, and you remember that prayer I've made, you know, there was something like that. And when that's all over, after when the prayer is done, and they all bless themselves of their own group, bless themselves with an eagle feather, whatever they had, and they start to eat them.
Was the chanter like a medicine man, or was
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he was a leader, you know, he's a leader. And it meant something to them, you know, everybody was feeling happy, and even the sick came in there after when the spring, you know, they call those sick people and they bless them right in that circle. And everybody was dressed in their best costumes. And you could see that, you know, how wonderful it feels. the old people had their own beaded vests and their leggings and their hats, and, but they never wore a war bonnet. That was out.
How come?
It was not allowed.
Uh-huh.
It was the war bonnet was put on in when they were having war dances, you know.
Oh, the tribe didn't allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was the. And when that's all over with, and everybody shook hands, and they all start to going back to the tents, and that's the first sign of the spring. And everybody was well and gone home, and that's the end of that. That they have that, but now the new generation, they don't even follow that. They just put it on, call it quits.
They do a bear dance, but they don't.
They don't put it on like they should, like that. And what I was singing, what I was telling you about, a story about this wagon, the little red wagon making dust, that was a mailman coming from Fort Duchesne up to White Rocks. And there's a little place along the river that had a lot of sand. And you know how the wagon wheels, oh, about that wide, you know, the tires. And when that wagon hit the wheel, hit the sand, and it brought up the sand. And it made that dust. And that's what I was singing about, that little red wagon. Mailman, see, that's the mailman was the one that's driving the wagon, and he every once in a while he'd look backwards, and that's what I was singing. Mailman, pune wane tige. See, he looked once in a while, he'd look back and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
See, that song was created from whoever saw the man, I mean, driving the mail wagon. And he made a song out of that, bear dance song. And just like the other one I sang to you about that carpenter making them shavings. And I'll sing that too. Let's see now, how does it go now? Let's see now. That's what I've had trouble with, you remember that? I was singing it the other day, but I kind of forgot it.
What does the song say? It talks about the carpenter and the shavings.
Tonight we'll all dance together and take a partner, you see, just like the last dance.